Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. This right here is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we're a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. And it is tea time with Jesus, Yeshua, and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. You know, on Tuesdays, we are Daughters of God called to pray. And we always say prayers first. It's sweet. It's like the dew in the morning. But this morning on Friday, it's tea time with Yeshua, Jesus, and me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Our God is good. He's faithful. He's kind. He's loving. Oh my God. We give you glory and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so good to be with you this morning. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for my friend, my dear friend. I hope she will get up and she have the time to spend this morning, or later she'll grab it from the archives. God is good. God is good. I thank the Lord. I have been trying to figure out a different format for more days in the week and just seeing how things are going to go with that. I tell you, this is the first Friday in a very long time that I was not hanging out a car door window or in a hospital or in a doctor's office or this place or that place. Whoa, it has been a journey, but it's good. It's good. God is good. He perfects the things that concern his people. He leads us and guides us. And it's sort of funny now, but it wasn't funny then. I was just kind of concerned. But nevertheless, as I said one other time, if God has called you to do something, be faithful to it. So we're learning to be faithful to our Father. If God we fear, then God we please. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what man says. It's God whom we fear. God whom we love. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, bless the Lord. Today we're going to just sort of talk about, I usually end and sometime I'll begin with God's will, God's plan, God's time as the theme. That's good. But we really have to think about it and not use it as a little catchy saying. But let's think about what it really means. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the throne. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. It's just such an honor and a privilege. Just that our Father. Hallelujah. It encompassed so much. Oh my God. Our Father. Oh, we're blessed. Who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father, we give you glory and we bless your most holy name. We thank you for your kindness, your love, your grace, and your mercy. Oh, my God. We thank, oh, my God, for being our judge. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, Father, thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Almighty God. Oh, glory to your name. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, bless your name. Blessings and honor and glory and power, they all belong to thee. Oh, Father, our judge, our king, our master, our Lord, our serenity, Rama, the love of our soul. Oh, bless your name. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. We bless your most holy name. We thank you for where each one of us are. Rema, you know every circumstance, every situation, Almighty God. Oh, make your presence known, Almighty God. Oh, fill us Almighty God, we give you glory. We thank you for meeting everyone at their point of need. Remember, Almighty God, your love and your kindness to each one and how you remember each one. We thank you for your remembrance, Almighty God, of your mercy and your grace. Thank you for being a covenant God, and we are your covenant people. Oh, thank you, Almighty God, for your tenderness towards your people. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Oh, thank you, Almighty God, for allowing your Holy Spirit to just flow. Flow through us, Almighty God, Almighty God. Almighty God, we give you glory. We thank you for how you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for how you're moving fear and doubt and in maturity, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Intimidation, Almighty God. Are you moving? And that we're strong in you, Almighty God. Bold in you, Almighty God. Faithful in you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Trusting and depending and leaning on you. Oh, what a privilege and an honor, Almighty God, to be counted as a child of the living God. Ribbit. We can speak those things that be not as though they were. Ramako. Hallelujah. Blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless and strengthen your people for the journey. Oh, wrap thou in the armor of the Almighty God. Faithful Almighty God. Strong and determined to be about our Father's business. Oh, choosing to trust you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Choose to trust you, Almighty God. Thank you for teaching us. Oh, and leading and guiding us and directing us and give us the strength to walk therein. Thank you for this day, for truly this day is the day that you have made, and we will. And we have the power and the authority to walk therein. Glorifying your most holy name, Almighty God, representing you in the earth. Thank you for filling our mouths with words, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Ah, yes, Lord. Thank you. for filling our mouths with words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for this golden opportunity that you have given, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the strength to walk therein. Thank you for encouraging your people, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Hallelujah. Oh, ooh, for it's alive. Hallelujah. And it's satisfying to our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. For God, our God is good. Amen. Oh, yes, he is. Our God is good. Our God is kind. Our God, oh, he gives strength to the weak. Yes, he does. We can brag on our God. And that will just lead me into the scriptures this morning. I like to read in your hearing Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we say amen, hallelujah, yes he did. No one else can make that claim, none can make that claim. None can make that claim but our Father, hallelujah. Isaiah 43 and 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witness that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am, that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Or some read, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witness, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Can you say bless the Lord? 25, I am he that blotted out thy transgression for my own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Why am I reading this? And you, there is so much more that can be read here. But why am I reading this? So we can understand when we're praying, when we're saying to get a visual of who we're talking to. He declares here who he is. We can trust and depend. When we say our faith, now you know who your faith is in. Isaiah 44 and 2 says, thus says the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jerusalem, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry land. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willow by the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall ascribe with his hands unto the Lord and subname himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last. And besides me, there is no God. Can we shout and say hallelujah? Can we shout and say hallelujah? 8. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witness. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Hallelujah. 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 So we like to establish from time to time because we get thrown off. And we say, oh, I have faith, and I have faith I can do this. But what is it? What is the foundation? Who is the foundation? Who is my faith is not in Margaret. My faith is in the Lord. Hallelujah. My trust, my hope is in the Lord. I can do nothing outside of me. I mean, outside of God. There is nothing that I can do. My hope, my trust. And that will bring us to this. We, as I was saying, I often say, God's will, God's plan, God's time. But what do I mean, or what does the scripture mean when it says God's will? And it's very simple. What God has in mind and intended and purpose, that's will. What is it that God has in mind for you? What is it that God had in mind for your life? That's what when we sit down and I say, well, let's have a cup of tea and just spend any time of the day or in the evening and have a quiet time, set aside time just to be quiet, just to ponder. Ask God what it is. What is your will for me? What is your will before the foundation of the world for my life? What is it that you plan or you willed or purpose or intended for this life, for this soul to do on the earth at this time? God's plan. It's what has been outlined, sketched, chartered. Your life has been chartered. And we need to get in sync with it. Oh, I don't need to do what you're doing. God made me unique and special. He made you unique and special. Our personalities are so different so many times. And our voice, the tone. What is it? You're unique. We are all unique. And what is it that he has planned out for you on the earth? Think about it. Look up the scriptures and see what they say. And we say God's will, God's intention, God's direction, God's aim, God's purpose for your pathway, for your journey. The road that he chose for you to be on. And there are about three different meanings for the word way. But it's intention and direction, aim and course, one of them. What is it, the direction that God has for has outlined his intent and purpose for you. When we begin to sit down and see that we're special and he has called us for such a time as this to be on the earth, and he has equipped us with everything that we need for being on the earth and to accomplish the plan. Isn't that awesome? He did not send us here without the equipment, the skills, and the tools to accomplish the task. The Bible is the one. Think about it. Think about it. And we fight against it because we're so wrapped up and wanting to do what we want to do and say, well, this is a good thing. I know God would be pleased with this because this is good. Well, it may very well be good, but is it his plan for you at this time? He may have it for you later. And there we go, back to the late bloomers. Had a discussion with a young lady. Excuse me, please. And she said they don't say late bloomers now. They use the phrase of mountain work, I think that's how she put it, from one mountain to the other, preparing you on one mountain, prepare you for the next mountain, okay? But old school late bloomer. But it's not really a late bloomer because some flowers, some trees only bloom once in 100 years. That's what they were designed and purposed to do. Moses wasn't ready to deliver the children of Israel until he was 80. Okay? Not a late bloomer, a seasoned bloomer, but purpose to accomplish and do the work of him who sent me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take your second breath. Inhale and keep it moving. Let's look up, read one scripture for Will. 1 Timothy 2, starting at the 3. I think I just read. This is good and pleases God, our Savior. That's 3:4. Who want all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of truth. That's his will. He wants us for us to come to truth. When we spend time with him and seek him, he'll open our minds to understanding. And when we have truth, we can be effective, with power and authority to do what we have been called to do and hold our territory, no matter what it looked like. I don't care if it looked like you need to give this up, this dead. It ain't nothing going to happen. But if you have a God set and you know this is the will of God, and you know without a shadow of a doubt, you know. Hallelujah. Watch it bloom in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Man can't take care of his own thing. Hallelujah. But we pray and we love everybody. I just ask God to bless. Everybody's not an encourager. And some people just speak what they feel. And some people say it because they love or that is being used. But we just keep it moving. Hallelujah. It says, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks to God. He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. eye. He's guarding you, guarding over you. And I know this sounds tough because, listen, I had to walk it, and sometimes probably still will have to walk it again. But he knows, God knows what his will is and what his purpose. And he knows the circumstances, the situations that we're going through. But out of those can come stronger saints, stronger children of God. Amen? That's how it works. Like, oh my God, only God could do it. Our relationship becomes bonded. Jeremiah 29:11, you're familiar with this. But I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. You can finish reading that. Isn't that a beautiful thing? We can just stop right there. God knows the plans that he has for you, declares the Lord. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Hallelujah. Get in sync with God. Huh? God's will is the safest place for us to be. His plan, the safest place for us to be. His way, safest place to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, when we think of all of this and we think of how good he is and how we just go flying off doing what we think is good and what we think is right, we have to ask God, is this what you want? That's why we have our tea time. We sit down and be quiet. Mm-hmm. And let God speak. You can do this on the job. Instead of going to the water cooler, just sit down and be quiet. Yeah. Listen to this. Isaiah 35:8. Excuse me. And highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion should be there, nor any venomous beast, ravenous beast, shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk therein. The highway shall be called, and a highway shall there be, and a way, and it shall be a way of holiness. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. God loves us, and he cares. He has a way. Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. This has been Pastor Margaret Lee. God loves you. Thank you for joining. I hope something has been said to make a difference in your life. God is love, and he loves us.